Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
What are you hitting the microphone over there?
I don't think so. Oh, okay. I might have been. I don't know. It's been a weird morning.
We're continuing our series today in the upcoming Lutherans for Life conference taking place here in October 12th and 13th, right here in St. Louis at Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Olivet. And joining us by phone this morning, Pastor Michael Salamink. He is Executive Director of Lutherans for Life and regular voice here on KFUO. We hear him every morning right here on morning prayer, every evening on evening prayer as well. Pastor Salamink, thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, and thank you, Sarah, for that scat singing on the intro.
Oh, you're welcome. It's just what I do every day.
You sing that live every day? How did I not notice?
You didn't see that happening over here?
I think, you know Pastor Salamink has a great voice, too. He's a singer.
Oh,
actually,
yeah.
You two have something in common. You both sang in cappella.
Oh, yeah.
You both sang in cappella.
I was going to say, it must have something to do with Concordia.
At Concordia University, River Forest,
Chicago.
Concordia, Chicago.
Yeah.
So both singers, all three of us actually singers, but I never sang in cappella.
Oh, man, you missed out.
I did.
You really did.
The fall, the national conference for Lutherans for Life taking place right here in October, Pastor Salamink, you are presenting a workshop, This Is My Body, Christian Compassion and Courage Concerning Sexuality and Gender. Why are issues of sexuality and gender such sensitive issues for us today?
Because they go to the core of who we are. What does it mean to be a human being? What does it mean to have a body and to have a body that has a sex? What does this have to do with God's gift of life to us? So not only are they relevant because culturally speaking, they seem to be the issues of the moment, but because they affect people, and that's sort of Lutherans for Life's perspective on life issues, is that we're not just talking about political controversies or uncomfortable conversations. We're talking about people with real challenges, real hurts, real needs, and one's identity as somebody who has a body that's been given by God and a body that has particular purposes. That goes to the heart of who we are.
You mentioned the magic word identity. That's such a word in our culture today about what is our identity, where we find our identity, and it can range widely depending on what your what your worldview is. Why do we as Christians, why do we approach these topics with gospel motivation?
Because that's where identity comes from. I think for human beings, there's a very real need, one that's built into us by our Creator, not just to be somebody, but to belong to somebody. That's where identity comes from, not just who we are, but whose we are. And that's the heart of the gospel of Jesus Christ, is that your identity is not something that you forge or that you have to create, but it's something that's given to you by a loving God who has foreseen your existence from before you were created and has a place for you in his kingdom, a prominent place because you belong to somebody important, somebody powerful.
So what happens when we speak about these issues, when we address them, not from a gospel motivation, but address them really from a law perspective?
Hmm. It puts a lot of pressure on people who are already hurting, who are already struggling, who are trying to make their way in a world and a culture that promises a whole lot and delivers almost none of it. The law, any other motivation besides the gospel, any other identity besides that which comes from the fact that God has created you and redeemed you and called you, is going to put the burden of figuring out the big questions in life and solving problems on you as an individual. And though that kind of responsibility looks like power and can be intoxicating for a moment, very quickly we discover that that's a tall task that's above our pay grade, and we're not capable. We're not up to being able to make sense of ourselves in this world and this universe in any kind of way that's going to give us joy and hope and peace.
So your workshop is a part of one of the workshops available at the Lutherans for Life conference in October. How will your workshop be helpful to families, to parents, pastors, or educators, others who are, helping raise up, especially teens and young adults?
Well, we're going to look at issues of sexuality, specifically same-sex attraction and gender dysphoria, from the perspective of three opportunities for Christian. The first of those is Scripture. So we're going to look at the vision that the gospel of Jesus Christ outlines for human beings as male and female, because God's word about the gift of sexuality is not just a no, you should not, no, you may not, but it is a very resounding yes, here are the better things that I have in store for you. And what does that mean if I am created male or female in the image of God, so that the two shall become one? What does it mean for family and procreation and our relationships to each other as brothers and sisters in Christ? Secondly, we're going to look at the science. What do the sociological, the biological, the physiological data say about some of the cultural claims about same-sex attraction and gender dysphoria? We're going to find some surprising evidence from science in that regard. And then thirdly, we're going to look at servanthood opportunities. So when somebody comes to me and wants to have a conversation about these issues or is struggling with them themselves or has a family member who struggles, what can I say? What can I do from a gospel-motivated perspective that's really going to build a relationship with them and direct them to the love and the grace that God has for them, even in the midst of their struggles in Jesus Christ?
Those sound like really, really great, really interesting conversations that will apply to a lot of people. It's hard to have those conversations, but that sounds really, really important. Mm-hmm. What other topics are going to be at the conference this year? Yours is just one of many that will be covered this year.
I'm very excited. We're going to talk. It's the 40th. You were celebrating the 40th year of Lutherans for Life. For 40 years, we've been equipping Lutherans to be gospel-motivated voices for life, to speak the truth in love. And so we're bringing back some of the folks who have been instrumental in the founding and the developing of Lutherans for Life to talk about what they've learned, what they believed in the beginning, what they've learned over the course of Lutherans for Life's progression, and what they hope for the future. There's going to be sessions on how to deal with grief and loss. We have an expert in suicide prevention who's going to talk to us about recognizing the signs and providing Christian care for people who are struggling with suicidal thoughts and their families. We're going to talk about hospice care and end of life, how we can prepare ourselves and how we can confess Christ and receive God's gifts even in the midst of our bodies failing. We're going to talk about how to organize life-minded people to take action and get education, raise awareness in rural communities. So we really are going to kind of run the gamut of life issues. We're going to have a very special luncheon for pastors, complimentary luncheon for pastors, in which a representative of Bethesda Lutheran Communities is going to talk about ministry to and ministry from persons with disabilities. And so we're really looking to cover everything from the beginning of life all the way through all the stages and seasons that God gives us until he calls us home.
Rumor has it there will be dinosaurs there, too.
Ooh.
We have recently unearthed the Semisaurus. What the heck is the Semisaurus? Well, if you're familiar with the Answers in Genesis Creation Museum outside of Cincinnati in northern Kentucky, this is a different organization but a similar concept. The Semisaurus is a mobile creation exhibit that travels around the country in a tractor trailer. And attendees can walk right through and see the story of how God made the world and humankind according to Scripture and what scientific evidence there is that reflects that. So we're very excited to have that as a part of our conference as well, because God's role in creation, God is the author of creation, very much speaks to the value of human life. A random process of evolution that has no room for the involvement of God does not have room for the significance of human beings. Apart from God's work, we're nothing but accidents, and the universe doesn't care whether we're here or gone. But our Creator very much does and has cared since the beginning of time.
It sounds intriguing, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. And I think we get to talk with Brian Young from the Semisaurus coming up later on. I think that's in October, a little closer to the conference. The National Conference, October 12th and 13th, right here in St. Louis. How do we register and prepare for the conference?
We tried to make it as simple as possible. Simply go to lutheransforlife.org. You'll be able to see a conference tab right there on the main page. From there, it's easy to navigate right to our online registration page. Registration is currently $100 for the entire 2.5-day event. After September 25, the rate goes up. But we also have suggestions for lodging. There's going to be field trips to areas in St. Louis. We have a special piano performance to benefit Lutherans for Life, the works of Bach. Lots of events going on there, and so navigate over to that website, lutheransforlife.org. Click on the conference tab, and you can register right from there.
lutheransforlife.org. Find out more information about the National Lutherans for Life Conference coming up October 12th and 13th right here in St. Louis. Pastor Mark Hawkinson from KFUO, Moments of Assurance, will be there as well to greet folks at the conference. The Lutherans for Life conferences are always outstanding. So thank you so much, Pastor Telling, for being our guest this morning on the Coffee Hour.
Thank you so much for championing the cause of the gift of life.
Amen. We are grateful to partner and do that. Well, coming up in just a little bit, I guess that does it for today. We don't have another segment.
We're done.
I'm ready to talk some more. All good stuff. Coming up tomorrow is what I meant to say. We continue our series on He Restores My Soul with authors of that book. And then on Friday, a treasure of our church body. Our publishing house celebrating 150 years.
Yeah.
Little bit about the history of Concordia Publishing House. Does it for the Coffee Hour. I'm Eddie Bates.
I'm Sarah Golsa.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.